Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager, standing in for Sam Shadd, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Warren LaRude, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, talking about his book, American Commander in Spain, that was written 36 years ago, but has just been re-released in paperback form. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shadd, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shadd.
Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Warren LaRude, a Pulitzer Prize-winning former publisher of the Reno Gazette Journal, and I have to say this, he hired me back in 1978 to be the high school sports writer for then the Nevada State Journal and Reno Evening Gazette.
Smartest move we ever made.
But Mr. LaRude's 1986 book, American Commander in Spain, the story of Robert Merriman and the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, has just been re-released as a paperback. And Warren, your book tells the story of Robert and Marion Merriam, two University of Nevada graduates who ended up fighting for the Republican freedom fighter cause in the Spanish Civil War. It's a story of fascist, anti-fascist, still factions we have today, the loss of democracy, the rise of dictators. And the war was fought between 1936 and 1939, only ended a few months before World War II. And here it is. It's been almost 80 years since the Spanish Civil War. Why did the University of Nevada Press choose to republish this book as a paperback in 2020?
Well, I found it interesting myself when I met with the director and the other people at the press. They saw what happened 80 years ago very similar to being what's happening today in the world. There's the world's on fire with dictators, strongmen fighting democracy. Democracy's trying to fight and survive. And they saw a similarity, and this book came out 34 years ago, 1986. That's a generation. And the University of Nevada Press thought that a new generation should see this book because it told that story again, the endless story of history repeating itself, of freedom versus fascism, whatever you call it, fascism or whatever you want to call it, but the fight for freedom. And this book was about that. So, and of course it was about Nevada, two young Nevada graduates who met, fell in love on the Reno campus in 1928, and then went off to fight. So they saw the repeat of history. They saw that book, when it came out as a hardbound book, it did very well. So they were impressed with that. The New York Times played it up, the LA Times, the NBC Today Show. And so they saw a repeat of that. I was surprised that they wanted to do that. Of course, I wasn't going to argue with them. So we went to work. I wrote a new preface that sort of set the scene as to why that would happen in their point of view, which I agree with. And they're bringing it out in paperback. The original book sold 5,000 copies hardbound, which is a really impressive number for a small university press.
Well, you tell the story from the view of Marion Merriman, Robert Merriman's wife. You took maybe 3.5 years of many interviews with her. You took a trip to the battlefields in Spain. And most of all, you took a lot of your stuff from diaries that both Robert and Marion Merriam wrote when they were in the Spanish Civil War. Did it take about 3.5 years from start to beginning?
Well, the research did, and I'd never written a book before and didn't know exactly what I was doing. And the way it happened was there was a chancellor for the University of Nevada by the name of Neil Humphrey. And Neil Humphrey was a follower of the Spanish Civil War. And Neil went to Bob Laxalt, who had founded and was operating the University of Nevada Press, and said that there are books everywhere about the Spanish Civil War, and they all refer to Robert Hale Merriman from the University of Nevada. But there's no book about Robert Hale Merriman of the University of Nevada. So Bob Laxalt looked at me as a fellow journalist and said, look into that. And then I found Marion in Palo Alto 50 years after the war. And we set about to do the research. And it was really a story about her husband, Bob Merriman, fighting in the war. But as the interviews unfolded over 3.5 years, it became very apparent that it was Marion's story as well, because she actually went there to try and get him out of Spain to save his life. And when he wouldn't leave, she joined up and wore the uniforms. And so it became her story. So it's a strange book in that it's a war story about men fighting wars, but it's a very strong woman's story about a woman being there and what the war meant from a woman's point of view. She was the only American woman to wear the uniform of the Abraham Lincoln Battalion in the International Brigades.
Now, I looked at it almost as a love story, you know, with these two people, but one of the things that I could never figure out is how Robert Merriman became the commander of the Lincoln Brigade, because he didn't have much military experience. He had taken ROTC at Nevada, but that's about it. How did he become the American commander in Spain?
Well, when they graduated in 1932 and they got married, it was a love story. They got married on graduation day in Reno, a big wedding, 6 bridesmaids, 6 groomsmen. And Bob Merriman got us, he was an agricultural economist, as Mark Johnson, the president of the University of Nevada, is an agricultural economist, John Kenneth Galbraith, those people. And so he got a scholarship to go to Moscow to study the development of collective farms and all of this and that. Not as a communist, but as to study that. Stalin hadn't really shown his colors yet. And so when Bob and Marion went to Moscow for him to study this, his plan was to go on to London School of Economics, get a PhD, and go back to the University of California at Berkeley and teach. The Russian newspapers were full of stories about the Spanish Civil War and about Hitler and Mussolini moving in there. And American papers were not. America was pretty neutral. But the Russians had seen the Germans come before in World War I. So they were on the alert. And when he read those, he looked at her and said, I'm going to go to Spain, fight fascism. I'll be back. We'll go to London, and that'll be that. Well, when he showed up down there, he had learned Russian, he learned German, and of course English. He was a college graduate, was second lieutenant in the U.S. Army Reserve. But most of the volunteers in there were young blue-collar kids from the East Coast, different places. And they, I mean, he was clearly more highly educated than they were. And just with the ROTC, knew something about that. So as they were forming those international brigades, they looked at him and said, you command the Americans. No, the Americans won't listen to anybody. The Europeans follow orders. The Americans are unruly. And they needed somebody to say, so you take charge of them. And so that's how he became the first combat commander of the Lincoln Battalion. That was later, after the war, known as the Lincoln Brigade, as people who all came together as veterans of that. But in the war, it was there were battalions, the Abraham Lincoln Battalion, the Thomas Jefferson Battalion, and other battalions.
Okay. We got to take a break right now. We'll be back. I want to ask you about Robert Merriman's death in the next segment. We'll be right back with more with Warren LaRue, Pulitzer Prize winner, after these few words.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Warren LaRue, the former publisher of the Reno Evening Gazette and Nevada State Journal, and a Pulitzer Prize winner. We're talking about his book that's been re-released and a paperback, American Commander in Spain, the story about Robert Hale Merriman and the Lincoln Brigade. Robert Merriman did not survive the Spanish Civil War. He died at the Battle of Jarama. Is that correct? Or
Jarama was the one battle where he was wounded.
Oh, okay.
He was missing in action in another battle near Gandesa. This was all in northeastern Spain.
And people really don't know how he died. If you could tell that story.
Well, his forces, the anti-Franco forces, the anti-fascist forces, the Americans, the New Zealanders, all the English-speaking and all the European-speaking volunteers from 52 countries, 3,200 from America. He was leading about 90 men, and they were trying to go quietly through the night to get to the Ebro River, E-B-R-O. And they were trying to get across that because the Republican forces were on the other side and be safe. They tiptoed through and ran into a fascist encampment. And the fascists began yelling, Rojas, Rojas, Reds, Reds, as in communists, communists. And there was shooting, shouting, and nobody ever saw him again. I interviewed 9 or 10 people who were in that column, and I got 9 or 10 different versions of it. So I just quoted them all about what happened. They got to the Ebro, those who did, they tried to swim it. Franco had flooded it to make it more dangerous for them to get across. Some drowned, some came out. As they came out on the other side, Ernest Hemingway, and Herb Matthews of the New York Times were there, and Hemingway said, where's your leader? Because he had talked to Merriman before. They didn't know. He was MIA. Nobody ever found him or heard of him again. Marion, of course, was stunned and had to learn that he would never come home.
Well, I wanted to also ask you about the quote. I think it came from John Kenneth Galbraith, who said that Robert Merriman was the first American casualty of World War II.
Actually, he said the first American hero of World War II. Galbraith had been a graduate student in agricultural economics at Berkeley when Bob Merriman went there after graduating from UNR, and they became friends. Galbraith then learned of his death and wrote a piece in the Atlantic Monthly saying that not only was Bob Merriman the prototype for Ernest Hemingway's Robert Jordan in For Whom the Bell Tolls, mm-hmm. but he called him the first hero of World War II. And the significance of that is the Spanish Civil War was the prelude to World War II, when Hitler and Mussolini went down there at the invitation of Franco and did what they did.
We'll talk about that right after this break. We're going to take a break now. We'll return with Warren LaRude and his book, American Commander in Spain.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, of course, is Warren LaRude, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist and the author of American Commander in Spain. Warren, when I interviewed you about the re-release of this book for a story I did for the Reno Gazette Journal, you were talking about when, as a writer, you're writing the book and you come to the part where you're writing about the death of Robert Merriman. And the story you told me about that from a writer's point of view, I thought was very poignant. I was wondering if you could share that with our listeners and viewers today.
Well, I've been researching for 3.5 years and writing now for thousands of words, and Bob Merriman was alive, because I was writing him about him being alive. Well, I knew that he was died in the war, or presumably MIA, but I was still writing about him being alive. And in that moment, I suddenly got to the part where I was going to write about him missing. And his wife had become a great friend of mine, who I'd written about in the book, with all of her great contributions. And I was writing about him, and I knew all about him, and suddenly he was gone. And I just felt like I'd lost him, and he was not there anymore. And I actually broke down and wept. I'm not a weeper or dramatic that way, but it just hit me that Bob Merriman is no longer here. I can't write about him being alive anymore. So it was a very poignant moment.
Well, Warren, since I worked for you at the RGJ years ago, I can't think of you crying, but I can think of you making people cry. But, you know,
that's what editors do.
But this, you told me about the negotiations for a movie with TriStar. Will this, maybe if you could talk about that, but will this story of Robert Merriman ever become a movie?
Well, very briefly, the LA Times wrote a story in their view section with a headline, "Yankee Widow Tells Story of the Real Robert Jordan in Spanish Civil War." And that brought 20 different phone calls from studios, filmmakers, writers, and they started bidding on it for the film rights. TriStar, which is part of Sony, outbid everyone else. We believed in them more. And so we eventually sold the film rights to them. Those executives move on. They get parachutes with a lot of money. They go out, new executives come in. And the new executives don't do what the old executives did. They do what the new executives do. So that hit the shelves and is gathering dust down there. Now, they did hire top screenwriters, John Sayles, who did Eight Men Out, and others. As in Hollywood, things don't always come to pass when it comes to books being turned into movies.
You know, one last thing I want to ask you about is, in the Spanish Civil War, on one side you had Franco, Mussolini, and Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a lifelong Catholic, but also the Catholic Church was on the side of Mussolini and Hitler in this war. Can you explain that?
Well, it was a mixed-up war, as all wars are, and the Spanish Republic was a leftist democracy, and it had communists, it had anarchists, but they were elected. And one of their agendas was to take the land and start educating people, dividing up the land. Well, the land was owned by wealthy people. The wealthy people opposed that. The church opposed that. And the communists came in from the Soviet Union to back them up, not as heavy as Hitler and Mussolini. So now you had the communists in it. Well, the church, the communists were atheists, so the church was against them. So the good guys were the democracy, which included the communists. The bad guys, Hitler, Mussolini, and Franco, were the fascists. So it's always been a confusing war.
Can you talk a little bit about, in the 1950s, Marion Merriman and her, how people viewed her in respect to the McCarthy hearings about all the communists in the federal government, which really, they weren't there?
Well, of the 3,200 Americans who went to Spain, volunteers, about half were recruited by the Communist Party of the USA. The other half weren't. But in the 50s, that paintbrush came out and painted anybody who went to Spain as a communist or a leftist or whatever. And so they all were then, who fought in Spain, were colored as communists or communist sympathizers. Many of those veterans went on to fight in World War II as patriot American soldiers. But that 1950s Red Scare branded them all.
One last question. What do you think would have been the outcome if the United States, Great Britain, and France would have entered into the Spanish Civil War on behalf of the freedom fighters instead of laying off and, you know, boom, here we got World War II.
Well, history doesn't record the roads we don't go down. Hitler and Mussolini got a green light in Spain. France, the U.S., and Britain sat it out in a neutrality act. Roosevelt later said one of his great mistakes was not backing the Spanish Republic to the degree of fighting Hitler and Mussolini. So Hitler and Mussolini blooded their troops, set it up for World War II, and conducted World War II. I think they would have been slowed down. They would have at least met the enemy, which they didn't meet with the Allies in Spain.
Warren, thank you for coming in today. It was a great interview, and thanks for hiring me about 40 years ago. I appreciate it.
Smartest thing I ever did, right?
Hardly. We'll be right back to wrap up this session of Nevada Newsmakers right after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Warren LaRue's book, American Commander in Spain, is now out in paperback. You can buy it at Sundance bookstores or order it through Amazon, University of Nevada Press, or anywhere where books are sold on the internet. Thanks again.